Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Jack Miller in for Kyle today, who was feeling under the weather. Kyle, get yourself better. We'll see him on Monday. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do the rest of the show. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll let you hear some of Dave Dombrowski's comments yesterday. Really great interview with the afternoon show. Talking some Phillies we get set for the postseason. By the way, Hugh, the Phillies last night win 1-0 over the Miami Marlins. So it's still possible they get the one seed. Here's a scenario this weekend. They would have to sweep the Minnesota Twins, mm-hmm. and the Milwaukee Brewers would have to get swept by the Cincinnati Reds.
Didn't I see somewhere last night the Mets are still alive?
Well, the Mets are still leading the wild card. So the Mets, it looks like it's coming down to Mets, Reds, Diamondbacks for the last spot.
Okay.
That's what this weekend's going to play out.
Okay.
I know there's, you know, I heard Joe in the morning show talking about the small possibility. You got to get me to Sunday for me to believe they're actually going to get the one. Like, if they win tonight, Brewers lose, okay. And then it's kind of more interesting.
Yeah, it's really not in your control. Win yours, but like somebody else lose or somebody else win it.
Well, the Brewers have to lose all three games.
Yeah.
I find it very unlikely to happen. I think it's going to be the two seed the way we've all imagined for a couple weeks. We'll hear from Dave Dombrowski coming up. And I want to get to something that I read this morning about Trey Turner because it just blew me away. And I hope the Phillies are smart about Trey Turner when they activate him, because it seems like it's close, but maybe not until next weekend. We'll get to all that stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Scott Fransky joins the show at 12 on a Fransky Friday. All right, our Twitter polls today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Does the Eagles' recent history versus the Bucks concern you for this week's games? Hugh, why are you doing this to everyone?
Like, what do you mean?
I mean, you're dragging people down your scared path. 56%?
History is history, though, Joe.
And history doesn't matter.
No, I mean, it doesn't, but you still have to respect it. Because what they say, if you don't respect it, you're doomed to repeat it. So we don't want to repeat it. So we know what happened the last couple times we went down there.
Sure.
And we don't want it to happen again.
All right, so let's break this down into two elements. There's the Todd Bowles versus Jalen Hurts history.
Yes.
Right? That still feels somewhat applicable, right? He's still the coach. It's his defense. It's still Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. Jalen has struggled with Todd Bowles. I mean, he has. Todd Bowles blitzes at a very high percentage, and historically, it's worked out pretty well against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. All right, I get that, and I understand that's a concern, and it's real going into the game. But the 1-4 thing against the Bucks, I just think it's Mickey Mouse. Two of those losses were in 2021, where A.J. Brown was on the Titans, and Jalen Hurts wasn't half the player he is now than he was, you know, compared to then. He's two times the player now. And two of those losses, the other two, A.J. Brown was an Eagle, didn't play in either game. He was hurt last year in Week 4, didn't play in the game, and he was hurt in the playoff game. They're a solid team. They're a good team. They're at home. Those are all the things that play into my mind to why this could be a tight game, close game. But the history stuff, nah, not worried about it for me. And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday in Tampa? Hugh, how do you think the vote is going on this? Because this is something we're all going to be watching. First drive of the game. How does this offense look? What are they doing? Yes or no, do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday? How do you think people voted on this?
I would probably say it's more throwing, yes. I think it's probably, what, 65%?
You almost hit it on the head. 60% of the voters so far believe the Eagles will come out throwing the football.
I mean, because it's like, why would you make the game even harder for yourself?
I agree. But you ever have those, like, you need to see it to believe it things?
Yeah.
I need to see them come out aggressive before I believe it, because they just have come out very conservative in all the games so far this season. Let's go to Teddy in South Philly, who's up on WIP. Hey, Teddy.
Man, what's going on, fellas?
Teddy.
Listen, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling marvelous, to be honest. Y'all worried about Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay?
Well, that's Hugh Douglas over here. Teddy, tell him to stop.
Man, Hugh, I love you, Hugh. I do, man. But listen, it's Tampa. Their game plan is hot. Oh, they are relying on the weather to beat us. We are so good. They're relying on the weather? Mm-hmm. The weather? Are you kidding me? Oh, it's going to be hot? Listen, we've been playing football and training games. It was hot as hell in Philly this summer. I was sweating my balls off this summer. They're trained in that weather. That. I ain't worried about Tampa Bay, the Bucks. And every time they beat us, we wasn't fully healthy. We didn't have the swole Batman that they call AJ Brown. Mm-hmm. We didn't have him. You know, and you want to blitz us? Go ahead. Listen, Tom Bowles, listen here. You can blitz us this week if you want to. Because what's going to happen? Touchdown. Not one touchdown. Not two touchdowns, not three touchdowns, not four, five
touchdowns.
I'm not worried about Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay boxing? You kidding me? Oh, man, we about to do numbers on them. Jalen Hurts, this game is going to be Jalen Hurts MVP talk. Lock it in.
Ooh, I like that as a prediction.
Hey, Teddy.
I like that. Teddy, tell him.
Teddy. Teddy gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
He came in here, dragged you, and left.
I have I just have a few questions because at the end of the day, I'm based in reality. Mm. I am based in reality.
Reckless speculation.
But that's still based in my truth.
Oh, so you're based in your own reality. Okay. I get it.
Let's workshop this a little bit because people are talking about I'm scared and all this other, which is fine. Which is totally fine.
I mean, you sound scared.
But my thing is this.
Let me throw one more poll up. Is Hugh Douglas scared of the Bucks?
I would ask Teddy. I know Teddy's not going to call back, but I'm talking to Teddy. Mm-hmm. Teddy, what have you seen in the last 3 weeks that gives you the confidence to say that the Eagles are going to go into Tampa Bay and roll, knowing that Todd Bowles for the last couple seasons has had Jalen number. See that, I love the enthusiasm. I really, really do. But let's workshop this a little bit, shall we? The week before, we were complaining about Jalen only throwing for 101 yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the week before that, we were complaining about the receivers doing cardio and Saquon Barkley not really getting off to a rousing start
for the
season.
Which is true. Which he hasn't gone off to a great.
So, okay, that's kind of – all of that being said, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whether you like it or not, they've won three games.
Barely.
But they've won three games.
They were down to the
Jets. They won three games still, though.
The Jets.
But they won three games. Okay. So what gives you the confidence in saying it? And we're still – you just had a poll – talking about, are we going to come out like we came out the last second half last week? So I'm wondering, Teddy, what gives you the confidence that we're going to come out and just obliterate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers like that?
Well, I don't know where his confidence comes from. I don't. I know this. I know this. The Eagles are the better football team on Sunday. They're better. They have better players. They have a deeper roster. And I don't think the Bucs are at full strength on their side. And so many times in the NFL, Hugh, it does feel like it's not who you play, it's when you play them, right? Like last year, the Eagles were clearly a better football team than the Bucs. The Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl. They're one of they're the greatest Eagles team of all time. They went on from October to all the way through February losing one football game. They happened to see the Bucs last year at the end of September when they weren't that team yet, and it didn't all come together. And I look at the Bucs, I'm like, hold on a second. They're pretty good. I get it. Baker Mayfield's become a good quarterback. Todd Bowles is a solid coach. They've got some good things. They don't have Mike Evans this week. I have no idea what the Chris Godwin situation is as we get to the injury report here. But I do know this. The Eagles right now have more good football players. By the way, Hugh, I put up one more poll just to see what people feel. Is it disappointing to hear how scared Hugh Douglas is of the Bucks this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just put it up, so we'll see. But I imagine it's going to be the two choices are yes, it's sickening, or no, I get it.
No, I'm not scared. Mm. But I mean, we can go with that poll. That's fine. Because people, like, do you know what the
people
thing that
hear
I love?
The people hear the fear.
You know what the thing that I love about Eagles fans is that we always feel this way on a Friday. This is the
damn
Friday.
Right.
Yeah. But then when the game actually gets here, that's when all the, like, angst comes in.
Well, I mean, it's okay to have a little angst on kickoff.
Yeah,
it's football.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're saying we're like, it's false bravado? Saying
no, I'm just saying. It's
sticking our chest out too much?
It's just, you know, like, I try to be based in somewhat logic. When I come with these takes, but people are kind of like, you know, over the top.
Yeah, well, here's some logic for you. Injury report for the Buccaneers. Did not practice yesterday. Obviously out for the game is going to be Mike Evans. Did not practice yesterday, Chris Godwin. So Chris Godwin's coming back from an ankle injury that he suffered in the offseason. And this is supposed to be the first game he comes back and plays. We shall see. So he practiced in full on Wednesday. Did not practice yesterday. Now, they did get Tristan Wirfs back with a full practice. It sounds like he's going to make his first start of the season. Levante David also out there in a full practice. But Baker Mayfield, right biceps, limited with the practice yesterday. So the quarterback is also a little banged up. Hugh, what do you make of the Godwin thing? It's kind of interesting because he's coming back, right? This is the first week they think he could play. Full practice on Wednesday, no practice yesterday. Is that a setback? Is that just like a rest day?
See,
after?
I was trying to figure it out. It all depends on how their work week schedule is set up. Because I was trying to remember, and I couldn't, what the Wednesdays and Thursdays were for practice when I played for the Eagles. I think Wednesdays were pass install, if I'm not mistaken. And Thursdays were the run game. So those are your two heaviest work days. And those are two of your longest practices. So if it was a Wednesday and it's a pass install, that's probably the practice that you want him to be in. So that's probably why he didn't practice yesterday, because he did the heavy workload yesterday of the run, the passing game.
So kind of a rest day.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. And you know, sometimes when you have players of his caliber and they're hurt, you can't really read too much into the practice time being missed, you know. But I would say, being a receiver, I think the Wednesday practice was the passing practice.
Well, and he's a veteran, right? And
yeah.
He's played with Baker before. I mean, there's a shot he could play even if he doesn't practice much today, and it's kind of a softer week in terms of practice. We'll see. Obviously, he's been a tremendous player in the league. And we do have an issue with that second corner right now. I mean, I guess your guy Kelee Ringo is up on Sunday?
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah, does that make you feel good? Doesn't make
you
feel
great. Got to
step up. Yeah.
He has to step up. I think it makes me feel better knowing that that Mike Evans is not going to be out there.
No,
then they got Yabuka, Akuba,
Emeka Ibuka.
Emeka Ibuka.
Again, professional broadcaster.
Yes, I am. I'll screw a name up in a heartbeat.
Emeka Ibuka. He's good. He's an Ohio State kid, and he's off to a good start this year. We got Quinyon Mitchell here. I'm not worried about Emeka Ibuka. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls coming up here? Do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday and be aggressive with the offense? Hugh does. I don't feel it. I think they're going to come out conservative again and throw when they have to. And then the game itself. Does the history against the Bucs concern you? Plant-based Hugh has arrived. Hugh Douglas, I don't know if scared is the best word to use, but I could feel some Bucs fear on him. I felt it with the Cowboys week one, Chiefs week two. Where are you feeling it with Hugh Douglas here? And are you with them that the past matters, the history against the Bucs matters? It doesn't matter to me. Scott Frantz is going to join us coming up at noon today. On the other side, Dave Dombrowski, what he had to say yesterday with the afternoon show about Kyle Schwarber and about those Castellanos comments last Friday night in Arizona. And we'll get to the Trey Turner situation, because I just hope the Phillies and Trey are making the right decisions for the right reasons this weekend if he plays. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.